Hello and welcome to Jumpa Kai IoT Podcast or Let's Do IoT Podcast. My name is Mazlan Abbas. I'll be the host for this episode. Well, today's episode, we will talk about how we build smart cities through the eyes of the citizens. I'm sure you know, creating smart cities can be, you know, a big success or even a big failure depending on how we approach and build our smart cities. It's easier to build smart cities through when it is very green field. Because you can plan it very well with all the plans, and you know the decision making process can be much easier. But the moment when we want to build a smart cities in the brownfield area where there is already a city there and we want to transform them into a smart cities, then you have to take note about all the stakeholders inside the city. So especially the citizens themselves. So they already have been living in that city for many, many years. So I'm sure they have a lot of pain points when they have interacted or, you know, get the service from the city themselves. Either it's through transportation, the way that they live, the way that, you know, they buy things and their economy, you know, their way of life within the city is very important. So especially in the residential area, they interact with the local municipals more frequently than before. So then they have a different pain point. So if you build smart cities without taking their considerations and then without the involvement of the citizens, then a lot of smart cities will be a big failure. So here are some of the strategies, you know, if urban planners, if they want to ensure that their solutions address the concerns and the needs of the citizens themselves. First of all, you have to take a look about, you have to engage the citizens in the very early stage, in the planning process. You involve them in the smart city planning through a lot of things. One, you can do that by public consultations. You can have workshops and even surveys. So you gather all the inputs and their preferences, what are their concerns and how they want to shape the city's development. So then it can reflect whatever values that they have, what kind of aspirations that they want. So this is one of the things that is very important. Engage them in a very early stage. Well, secondly, you have to leverage the social media and the mobile apps. So once you utilize the social media platforms, you can gather the citizens' feedback, or you can build your own mobile apps and you can gather these suggestions and also their ideas. So a lot of times, city planners, you know, just ignore the sentiments that they have, the citizens have put their frustration on the social media. But I think it's about time all the city planners understand how their community's concerns. So take a look at the social media and get the input from them so that you can prioritize your projects accordingly. Thirdly, so when you want to, you know, get the budget, get them involved. So let them participate in the budgeting. So you can allow the citizens to participate in making sure that the public funds, where is it being allocated. So then once they know that the funds that they have requested or they have suggested, they have this sense of ownership. So that engagement between the residents, they know that their priorities are now being considered. So allow this what we call participatory budgeting. So fourth, you have to look at if you can empower citizen-led initiative, you encourage and also support all these grassroots movements so that all these citizen-led projects can be aligned with the goals of your smart city. So then you have that, you foster a sense of civic responsibility. You allow the citizens to contribute directly to the betterment of the society. So that this is good. Six, you must use data to give or inform, making informed decisions. So data that you have collected, you must analyze that, you know, so that you understand the various aspects of the city life. For example, you understand about the frustration in transportation, the energy usage, the air quality, the public safety. All this data that you share and you gather from the citizens, you can use it to make sure that you can have a very informed decision-making process. So that is, you ensure that the solutions that you have put in place are the one that have proper evidence proper pain points that address real genuine issues. Yeah. Number seven, if you want to design something, you design what we call inclusive solutions. You make sure that the smart city projects are now more accessible to the citizens so that they know it's very beneficial for them, and ensure that it's inclusive of all the age, the income, or the ability. You know, some people who doesn't have the ability to walk, so they on a wheelchair, you know, they have. So all these services needs to include their needs. So once we implement that solutions, that so that you don't marginalize some of this population, and making sure that you also build affordable housing areas, accessible transportation, you know, for people who is handicapped and all that, and also put in some digital inclusion. So for youngsters and all that, they love to have new services like this. Number eight, you have to also foster this culture of innovation. You encourage the citizens themselves to think more creatively about how technology now can be used to solve their urban challenges. So you can support your local startups, you can support the tech companies, and then and also research institutions in maybe developing and also implementing so that they can test it out and help the citizens there. So then you create that culture of innovation, you get new services, new ideas. Number nine, you must also educate and inform the citizens. You must find ways of how to provide this information and the resource to help these citizens understand what are the benefits of having the smart city solutions and how can they participate in the development. So these educational campaigns, the workshops, and the public demonstrations that you have of smart technologies will give them more information of how to use it. So you don't want to spend a lot of new technologies, new services, and then you find out that by the end of the day, they are not using that. So educate them, inform them of how to use it. And finally, you have to ensure that you must continuously evaluate and adapt. So regularly you assess the impact of your smart city projects on the citizens' quality of life. You must adjust the strategies as required, as needed. So once you gather the feedback from the residents, you understand that whether it's still aligned to their needs and expectations, whether the budget that you have been used, it's been properly channeled to the right place, to the right solutions, and solve their pain points. So all of these 10 things, if you can, the urban planners that take a look at, so then you get, you know, smart cities have higher chances to be embraced, adopt, agreed, committed by all these citizens, and they will love to stay in this kind of city who actually understands their needs and includes them in all of the services so that they have a proper, you know, way of living in the cities in more peacefully, efficiently, productively, and also having a good economic growth within that particular city. Yeah. So I think that's this approach is very more inclusive in a way, more sustainable and more resilient in such a way that it can enhance the quality of life for all the residents. Okay, guys, I'll see you in the next episode. Jom pakai IoT.